This next item is to build on some of the earlier conversations. It's leveraging collective wisdom, and it is an update on the work that's being built to be blind-centered, a blind-centered platform to integrate human and artificial intelligence. This company first attended this convention in 2015, has been here ever since. It's sponsored a lot of great activities, some concerts, some special promotions, and it has extended to the members of the National Federation of the Blind its deepest discount for its services, because it recognizes how important the partnership of the National Federation of the Blind is. Our presenter is the chief executive. He's been with IRA, maybe not quite from the beginning, but very close. He has a long, strong history of working in the technology sector and with startups. I think that I first met him in his a different capacity with IRA, but I think I first met him at the Consumer Electronics Show a number of years ago. He was in the background helping this company get started, but now he's at the helm, making sure that it continues to be a blind-centered company. He's a great friend of the National Federation of the Blind. Please welcome Troy Ottilio.
Wanted to see how quiet you guys can get. It's the fifth day I've been here. I'm sure some of you might have been here before, but good afternoon, National Federation of the Blind, on this final and longest day of the year, as Mark started the day. I am Troy Ottilio, the humble and proud leader and CEO of IRA, the premier provider of professional visual interpreting. Mark, thanks for the intro, too. You've read part of what I was going to say, so this is going to be great. I'm grateful to have 15 minutes to share my perspective on visual interpreting on IRA and how critical the National Federation of the Blind has been and will be in the successful creation of professional remote visual interpreting, a relatively new category of accessibility technology. I first want to give thanks to President Mark Riccobono for his ongoing support. He already talked about it, but he is a great mentor. I think we all know that. And he's been a great mentor to IRA, whether that was Saman or leaders that came, and now myself as the leader of IRA. Like in 2020, as he mentioned, I transitioned from chief operating officer to CEO at a difficult time. Some of you know, we weren't looking too good. We had lost our funding. We were, frankly, set to go out of business, and it was dismal. Yet in 2020, we were determined to find a path. And I know this is going to sound corny, but it's true. When you work with folks from, well, NFB or the community, you can't help but notice the perseverance and creativity that takes place to live your lives and to overcome obstacles that put in your way. And we had a big obstacle. And I think it just becomes the heart and soul of IRA to overcome obstacles and both to innovate, but sometimes it's just grit and hard work. But it also relies on people, and Mark was there from the beginning and when we had to restart. And I'm also privileged to meet with Mark once a month. And I added it up, Mark, it's been 52 months since IRA was restarted. And Mark's been there providing unending wisdom. And we don't always agree, but I always listen. He's laughing. It's true. But it is through that those conversations that I gain understanding and the company gains understanding. So the point one I want to make, and it's what you already said, Mark, I want to thank you, this group, the National Federation of the Blind, for being the core support and the soul of IRA. So that's point one. Thank you. Yeah. The second point is professional visual interpreting And Ira is a growing concern. So I still get questions like, hey, Troy, how's Ira doing? We're doing great. And we're building a service and a company that our goal is one that you can trust. And so hanging around and now growing, that's part of trust. So this July, in fact, we will all celebrate, the 34th anniversary of ADA. I think that's pretty great. Mark already kind of gave away a bit of a stat, but before we meet again next year, we're going to celebrate our 10th anniversary. I will be 10 years old. I think that's freaking fantastic. So thanks to you all. I'm proud and confident to say that Ira will be here for many decades. It's also remarkable we're here in Florida at the Rosen. We're not at the Shingle where we launched, but here we are in Florida. So maybe, I don't know, is that luck? I don't know what the universe is saying. But I have gained inspiration and knowledge from you all, and I want you to know that Ira is a growing concern. And I'll share some of the details that you may have picked up on at our talk or maybe came by the booth. And we'll talk a little bit about AI, of course, right? Everyone wants to know about AI. But first, I want to talk about the fact that we are a growing concern, and that gives us an ability to invest. And I want to talk about where we've invested. These are some things you may know, you may not know. As we're successful, we're reinvesting. We're not putting that money in the bank. We are reinvesting to build bigger and better experiences. And we fundamentally believe, and if you came by our booth, if you've read our cards, if you've seen our brochures, we lead with access is a human right. We believe, and that goes beyond blind and low vision. I think that's, you know, a lot of people say it, but we do believe it. And because of the sessions we have, what we see all the obstacles, right? If you think about Ira as sometimes a accessibility tool of last resort. And so we think the planet can do better. We think our job is not to solve all problems. We're there when maybe there is no other solution. And in 2020, we evaluated our strategy, and we decided that we are not going to build Ira on the financial backs of individuals. We believe access is a human right, and there has to be a better way, and that's when we switched to be a B2B company. Yes, we still have subscriptions. We appreciate that business. But our goal is to lower the cost of this service, to make it more affordable, and to make it ultimately as free as possible. So our success is being funded not by subscribers, not by investors, but instead by access partners who seek to improve outcomes for the blind community, which is pretty awesome. I get to meet some of the companies and some of the leaders there that see that vision and share that view. So let's examine how those investments are being made. So first off, it's the quality of the team. And last year, we were fortunate to hire Everett Bacon as our first member of our executive team. And Everett, of course, has been with Ira in the sense he was one of the first to sign up, and he has helped gaining state and public access in Utah. I don't have enough time to share the impact Everett has made in this last year and our strategic outcomes, but I think the results speak for itself. So I want to take this moment to recognize Everett as being a true strategic executive at Ira, and thank you all for letting him participate. So while we had several blind members of our staff in 2023, I'm relieved, actually, and excited that we've added four more folks who are blind and low vision across our staff, across product, research, marketing, and customer care. And we'll be adding more. We have testers, advisors. So Ira is growing. Part of our investments is to bring the community even closer. And in January, we decided the role of an agent needed to evolve. And so we created a new role called a visual interpreter. You might hear that more. I know we all say agent, but visual interpreter is a new role. It actually has a new job description, and it is an employee position. So I think that speaks to the quality that you demand, and it speaks to the quality that our partners demand. And we're excited to be able to invest in our visual interpreters as employees. And as we move forward, we're going to be hiring more, so please stay tuned for job postings, and I'm sure Everett will help make all of you aware, but we're looking for the very best. And it's not just the best, it's the size. In 2020, we only had a few engineers. I don't know if you came by our booth, but you would have met five. Four of those are brand new, and we now boast a team of almost 20 developers, designers, and researchers. And with that, we can build more. Social media marketing, if you haven't checked out our pages lately, you will notice that Mary By Hulking has joined us, and she has made a huge difference. And I have to, again, kind of sounding a lot of praise around Everett. But Everett, I want to thank him for finding her. She's an outstanding talent, and she's bringing new awareness, not just to the community, but to our partners, and I think worldwide, to what it means to be blind and what some of the fun and also challenging situations are with or without IRA. I just think if you haven't checked out our social media, there's some great stuff there. So the other thing I was going to share is, you go, well, Troy, how's that partner development going? What's happened? So in the last year, so overall, we have 250 access partners. Now, not all of them are like a Starbucks. A lot of them are employers. A lot of them are, in a sense, hidden. But since the last year I've been here, we've added 40 new partners. We've added states. I mean, state of Colorado is awesome because not only have they added a law, but they chose then to go further and add visual interpreting to support the facilities, the parks, and the employees. They are an example, I think, of true leadership for visual interpreting and a state to be contended with. We have universities, airports, employers, and banks. And since last summer, we've added visual interpreting as a job accommodation or VR tool for over 500 individuals across 50 organizations. That's pretty amazing. All right, let's see. So we've been investing in our technology. You've seen our announcements around adding even more glasses back. You've seen our investments in AI. You've seen our investments in providing IRA, just not on the phone, but everywhere, including the desktop. And in the future, we look forward to investing more even in K-12 or other areas where visual interpreting can make a difference. And we see a future, I see a future, where it's not hundreds of access partners, it's thousands. And this is only going to happen with your support and your advocacy, whether it's just making a call or whether it's posting online or just telling a friend. The word spreads, and so does our ability to bring visual interpreting to more places. So I thank you in advance for that. All right. So what about the future? What about AI? What does it mean for IRA? We're a technology company. I'm a technologist, you know, at the core. I can't help it. It's just how I'm built. We're a data-driven company. We look at data. We also listen, but we look at a lot of data. We're an innovative product company. And IRA, as you know, stands for Artificial Intelligence Remote Assistance. We attempted to bring AI into play, but it didn't meet the quality goals. It wasn't effective up until larger companies took this on. And there's no doubt that AI plays a role. And it's great to see all accessibility vendors, IRA, JAWS, Be My Eyes, Scene AI, and more, using the foundational AI from OpenAI and other large vendors, AI that's built on public data, which it is. It's truly remarkable, and it's getting better. We are proud that our free AI includes some extra features, including something called verification. So if you don't know, we offer free image chat, and we're improving it all the time. We recently added the ability for you to control the verbosity. Some of you want a lot of information, some of you want a little. We'll add more controls, but what we're really proud about is free verification. So how do you know when you get a response back from AI that it's accurate? How do you know if it's missing something? With IRA, you can ask an agent, a trained professional interpreter, to give their thoughts and their professional opinion on that response. And we learned that 1/3 of all image descriptions coming out of OpenAI over the course of the last, since we launched maybe at CSUN, have some issue that the professional visual interpreter feels the need to tell you about. Some of them are material, but a solid 30% are not fully accurate or contain all the information. So we're there to make a trusted experience, and we're there to integrate humans in that experience, and including our visual interpreter. So I think that free verification is pretty amazing. And yes, thank you. And our AI, including verification, will remain free, and we are committed to improve the usability and effectiveness. So we think that's great, but we see a future beyond that. And so I want to introduce what we're calling Build AI. Oh, some people know about it. We seek to build the first AI exclusively built with and for the blind community. We seek to build an AI that is integrated and combined with human visual interpreters. We believe that you should have a choice and that the value of human connection cannot be replaced with pure automation or AI. And while we're approaching almost 10 million sessions, can you believe that? 10 years, 10 million sessions, that's pretty exciting. None of those are going to be used. We believe that it's your right and your choice to contribute the data and that experience and the experiences we share together. And so as of July 4th, here at NFB, here at National Federation of the Blind Convention, we announced that Build AI is fully operational. There are sessions being delivered right now. I looked right before I came up. I have a little dashboard because I'm a data nerd. And there are people right now helping build that AI. And we also believe that building AI should come with benefits. And so if you opt into this program, I'm not going to go into all the details, but it is an opt-in program. If you opt in, you will have access to a 10-minute free call every 30 minutes. What do you think about that? Like, to do anything and everything, but together we're building this AI, and we seek to build this experience with you and with the input from people like National Federation of Blind. We're building with a third party who shares our vision, and we did select them in part because they are someone who is willing to listen and willing to go further than just build a traditional AI. They truly want to open a new use case just for this community. I think that's pretty exciting. They want to avoid bias and reassess their assumptions. We don't know how long this effort's going to take, but whether you opt in or not, this experience will be delivered to all. So we don't look to exclude those who, for whatever reason, don't want to build AI, don't want to share sessions. Totally fine, but we do seek to deliver it to all. So as a technologist and a problem solver, I can't tell you how excited I am, how excited my teams are. And I invite you to join the many hundreds that have already signed up. Download the app, sign up for free, opt in for free, opt out if you want. But we look to build something, and who knows what will show up next year. Okay, a few thoughts as I close. I think the message I wanted to give you is that, first off, it's true. This community, this room, the people I've talked to already, the people my team's talked to throughout the year is an inspiration and part of the IRA core. I can't emphasize that enough, and it just truly is. I can tell you, I was at the hotel yesterday, and some of my team they're about to leave. Are they sitting in the bar having drinks? I think they could have. No, they're working on IRA. They got so many ideas. They were testing Meta glasses. They were talking. So they got what I get from this conference. I get the passion, I get the excitement, not just about what we've done, but truly about what we're going to do. So National Federation of the Blind is an inspiration, a core of IRA. Everett, our VP of Blindness Initiatives, is leading and working with us. I think you should expect more from IRA. I expect more from Everett and those who follow. And we are adding new experiences, new devices. Consider building AI with this. Try piloting our new wearables, whether that's Meta, ARX, or other things to follow. Leverage our growing image AI for free. Try that verification out, see what it does, and tell us what to deliver. So in closing, IRA believes we earn your trust every day with every call, with every interaction. We listen, we engage, we innovate, and we believe that we can build a new blind-first AI experience to unlock efficiency, independence, where alternatives are not available. So I thank you each. I thank you, National Federation of Blind. Thank you, Mark, here on my left, for trusting and helping IRA grow. Together, we are better than ever. Thank you all. Thank you.
Where do people find it in the app store?
Mark asked, where do you find the opt-in experience? So if you go to the More tab or the Access AI tab, you'll find a way to opt in to either the glasses or the AI experience, or at the top of your app if you haven't. So we'll find you if you don't find us. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Perfect. Yeah. Great job.